In the wake of the cold front that passed through the region last night, some scattered showers and thunderstorms and even a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings, significantly quieter, cooler, and more comfortable weather will build in for the weekend as high pressure settles into the region from the upper Great Lakes. A northerly flow of cooler and drier air has been filtering into the region throughout the day as that high pressure approaches and the storm that moved through yesterday continues its eastward track off the coast. Dew points have been falling with the drier air filtering in as well, making for a more comfortable feel to the air today. They'll continue to fall as we head through the evening and overnight with clear skies and a light breeze. Temperatures will be falling into the 40s and low 50s for overnight lows. And with high pressure sitting right over us for Saturday, we'll see full sunshine, a very light breeze, and pleasant conditions for Travers Day at the track. That high pressure will begin to drift off the New Jersey coast on Sunday, bringing a shift to more southerly breezes and warmer temperatures for the second half of the weekend. Unsettled weather will move in for the beginning of next week with the chance for showers entering the forecast by later Monday afternoon and sticking around through Tuesday, although by Tuesday afternoon and evening, that threat for showers looks to move to the north and east of the Capital District. By midweek, we should see the skies begin to clear out again as the early week storm pulls away. High temperatures for much of next week will be slightly above average with highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there are no severe thunderstorm areas forecast, although around the Dakotas and the upper Mississippi Valley, the dominant upper anticyclone will intensify over the mid-Mississippi Valley into the period. Around the periphery of this high-pressure system, it appears a few weak shortwave troughs will eject into the interior west toward the north-central U.S. and Canadian border region. Early in the period, a lead shortwave is expected to top the ridge near the Dakota-Minnesota border, with the subsequent movement expected toward northwestern Ontario and Lake Superior by tomorrow evening. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be sunny and breezy with a high near 80 degrees. In Boston, sunny and breezy with a high in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the middle 70s. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow. The maximum temperature drops under the 80-degree mark for the first time, down to 79 degrees. The record of 95 was set back in 1947. Normal minimum temperature for tomorrow would be 59 degrees with a record of 42 set in 1971. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:10 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:44 p.m. For tomorrow, August 24th, sunrise at 6:11 a.m. and sunset at 7:43 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight tonight, much cooler with lows in the middle 40s. And for Saturday, patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny with highs in the mid 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, tonight mostly clear and cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s, and for Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight. It'll be cooler with lows in the lower 50s, mostly sunny Saturday with highs in the middle 70s. And for the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear tonight, cooler with lows in the lower 50s, and Saturday mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, sunny with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Monday, clouds will be on the increase with a chance for showers late in the day and the evening, highs in the low to mid 80s. For Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the low 80s. And Thursday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.